we've seen what we're about to have now on a few Easters was in the past as well, but it just seems like it's such a great clip to begin any talk about Easter Day with. And it's that clip of Aslan's resurrection from the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe. Rob, do you mind? Is that okay? Thanks.
We should go.
She might have interpreted the deep magic differently. That when a willing victim who has committed no treachery is killed in a traitor's stead, the stone table will crack. And even death itself would turn backwards.
We sent the news that you were dead. Peter and Edmund will have gone to war. We have to help them.
We will, dear one. But not alone. Climb on my back. We have far to go. A little time to get there. And you may want to cover your ears.
I'm sorry, that's all you get. Isn't that a bit of a cheat? It's so unfair, isn't it? You just kind of get into it and it stops. It's so unfair. You just have to go home and kind of get the video out and watch it all over again. It just is such a wonderful way of kind of making sense of the events of that first Easter. I could do with some help from a couple of the girls. A couple of girls come and help me. Just a couple of older girls. Is that okay? Yeah, come on. Come for the girl. You could help me. That'd be really good. Would you mind? Is that okay? I just want to ask you a question or two. Is that all right? It's not a test. It's not even a quiz, really. Do you like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe? Have you seen it before?
Well, I've seen a little bit.
You've seen a little bit. How do you think the girls were feeling?
Well, when the lion was dead, she felt, like, sad because she really liked him.
Yeah, do you think they were really upset?
Yes.
You know, on the day that Jesus rose, there were some girls. There was a lady called Mary. Two Marys, in fact, Mary Magdalene and a lady called Mary, the mother of James, and another lady called Salome. And they were really special friends of Jesus. And they had to go to the grave to get his body ready for burial. Do you think they would have been feeling sad too?
Yes.
Why do you think they'd be feeling sad?
Because they really liked the miracles that he did.
That's right. And they'd lost someone really precious to them, and all their hopes had gone with him. Thank you so much. It's really helpful just to kind of think about what it feels like. That was really brave of you. It was really well done. Go on, give her a clap. That first Easter morning found three girls, three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, facing the job of going to Jesus' grave to get his body ready for burial. And they're going to do that for the person that they love, the person that they had put their hope in. And I suspect they're wondering what they're going to find, what his body's going to be like, because he'd been crucified. It's a pretty terrible day for them. But what they find is even stranger. Can we have the next slide, Rob? Norman Andrews gave me this. I just couldn't resist using it. Many of the headstones and monuments in this cemetery are unstable due to the recent earthquakes. Please proceed with caution when entering the cemetery. You don't have to worry. It's not Tunbridge Wells or Southborough. It's New Zealand. It's New Zealand. Yeah, I thought it was. When they arrive, the stone's been rolled away. Actually, well, the Gospels tells us there's been an earthquake, and that's why it's gone. The body has gone, and they don't know where Jesus is. And there's a stonking great angel sitting in the tomb, kind of glowing like something that's been washed in fairy snow. You know, actually, does that still exist, fairy snow? Does it? Perhaps not. Fairy, I think it is now, isn't it? Or Purcell, or something like that. Rob, thank you. So it's not surprising that they're trembling and they're bewildered. They're really confused. And again, just jump on one. And I think people are still confused about the events of that first Easter. It's lovely that we've come together to celebrate it today. But, you know, there's still loads of questions we have. Could that really have happened? I mean, how did it actually happen? We did want to try and conduct a science experiment here. I consulted Mark Lavender. His great idea was something called thermite. Apparently, he lets it off in classrooms. He does get the children to stand at the door. I looked it up on the internet. One piece of thermite burnt its way through 16 pieces of steel. And he thought that was a good idea to have in church. I don't know how I can kind of give you a visual picture of the enormity of what happened in that resurrection, how it actually happened. But the other question is, why does it matter so much? Why does this event matter more than almost any other event in history? And I think to understand that, we need to go back a few months to another empty tomb and two other girls, two sisters, Mary and Martha. They're friends of Jesus, and they have a brother called Lazarus, and their brother has died, and they've seen Jesus heal people and perform the most amazing miracles. But when their brother dies, Jesus isn't there. And their hearts are broken. And when Jesus dies, their brother has already been... When Jesus arrives, their brother has already been buried. And Martha meets Jesus outside of the village. Now, I won't get Fenella back up, but as you can imagine, she's got lots of questions. You know, and they're the big questions that we all ask when we see people that we love suffer. And it kind of begins with why. And then there's that big if only you'd been here, Jesus, it wouldn't be like this. And Jesus consoles her. And then he speaks into her life words that I think help us to understand not just what happens to her brother Lazarus, but what happens at Easter on the day of the resurrection and what will happen to us in the future if we put our trust in Jesus. I didn't even need to ask. Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. And Jesus goes on to demonstrate what that means. He goes to the tomb, they roll the stone away, and he calls forth Lazarus. Lazarus, come out. And somehow, with grave clothes wrapped around him, Lazarus stumbles out and they're ripped off and he's raised from the dead because the resurrection and the life has spoken into his dead body and brought him back to life. Hold that thought and let's go back to Easter Day. I think that Easter is the most significant event in history. And there are a number of reasons, Rob, thank you. It helps us realise who Jesus is. You know, people do not rise from the dead. They don't get buried for 3 days, they don't go through horrendous deaths and come back to life again, if they're just like us, it reveals who Jesus is. And we see in the resurrection more than anything else that this is God's Son. It shows us that our sins really are forgiven. That when Jesus died on the tree and he died for our sin, that the power of sin was broken because death could not hold him. And he shows us that death has lost the victory. And for me, it's the evidence for all of Jesus's claims that he really is the resurrection and the life. And I was told I had to be short this morning. I am. There's only just two more slides. There are three things that this reasons why this matters. One is he's alive. I love that picture on the film when the earthquake has cracked the stone and they've looked at the empty stone, just as the women looked into an empty tomb, and then suddenly their eyes rise up, and there on the top of the hill is Aslan. And it wasn't just an empty tomb, but in the garden they met the risen Jesus. He's not dead, he's alive, and we can still meet him, and we can still know him. But it all comes back to that, what Jesus said, that he's the resurrection and the life. You see, he rose because he is the resurrection. Death could not hold him. And if he rose from the dead, then we know that death has no fear for us, that we will rise from the dead too. That's our kind of, it's our guarantee of our eternity, what Jesus did for us on the cross, and the fact that death couldn't hold him because he's the resurrection and the life. And it isn't just about what happens in the future. He's the resurrection. We know that death, that eternity has no fears from us, but he's the life. He offers us life now. He offers us life that's better than any life that we could ever know without him. One more slide. I want to finish with that conversation with Martha. Jesus goes to this grieving woman and says to her that he's the resurrection and the life. And I often quote that in funerals when I take it. What I don't often quote is the question he finishes with. Because he says to Martha, do you believe this? And that's the question I want to leave with you today. Do you believe this? That's the Christian hope, that death could not hold him and it will not be able to hold us. That Jesus is alive and we can know him. That he paid for our sins and we can be set free from everything that holds us. We just have to believe it and trust in it. That's why Joshua was baptized today, because he wants to follow Jesus. What better day to decide that you want to follow Jesus than Easter Day, the day of the resurrection, the day that changes everything. Let's pray.